USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The largest of more than 70 wildfires burning in the western United States has grown to an area the size of Los Angeles. The bootleg fire in southern Oregon has scorched nearly 300,000 acres in and around the Fremont-Winema National Forest. Fire officials say the blaze is 22% contained and has destroyed at least 67 homes. Authorities have expanded the mandatory evacuation zone around the blaze, more than 2,000 people now being told to get out. Firefighters say gusty winds have been hampering their efforts at containing the blaze. And Michigan's Mackinac Bridge was closed for several hours Sunday because of a bomb threat. Police closing the bridge linking the upper and lower peninsulas of the state after receiving a threat. An extensive search of the bridge found nothing, and it was reopened for traffic about 3 hours later. The Mackinac Bridge is the longest suspension bridge in the Western Hemisphere. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
An effort to recall Alaska's governor will be allowed to go forward. Jeremy Scott has more.
The Alaska Supreme Court has ruled that a recall effort against Governor Mike Dunleavy can go forward. A recall committee filed an application to remove the governor, alleging he lacked fitness, was incompetent, and neglected his duties. The Alaska Division of Elections denied the application, saying it was not legally or factually sufficient. The recall committee challenged the division's decision in the state superior court, which ruled the recall application was valid. The state appealed that court decision to the Alaska Supreme Court, which ruled on Friday that the allegations in the recall petition are legally sufficient. Dunleavy, a Republican, has 17 months left on his term. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And tennis star Coco Gauff becomes the latest athlete to pull out of the Tokyo Olympics. Gauff tweeting on Sunday that she tested positive for COVID and would be forced to miss the games. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Calls for the United States to support the Cuban people who began protesting against their country's communist regime last week continue to grow as more protests of support have been held in South Florida. Representative Maria Salazar says that the protests have been the result of the Cuban people losing their fear of the regime. The Florida Republican tells Fox News that supplying the island with unfiltered internet would support the protests by allowing them to organize.
And now the United States needs to step up, and specifically President Biden needs to redress that historical betrayal that happened during Bay of Pigs. This is the moment when the Democratic administration, and I am a Republican congresswoman, but it doesn't matter. The Democrats have the historical duty right now to redress what happened in Bay of Pigs and say, yes, Cubans, we are with you. How? Well, by just turning on the internet. And why internet right now is the most urgent step? Because that way we'll embolden, we'll let the people of Cuba know that they're not alone and that they can go out back into the street, more and more people, and demand freedom. And then we will be watching, the whole world will be watching how they're treated, how they're tortured, how they're being beaten on the streets. And that will change everything because the Cubans lost the fear.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.